Last month, attorneys from LGBTQ legal groups filed a lawsuit against Arizona education leaders with the goal of eliminating that law, which they argued discriminated against LGBTQ students. Yesterday, Governor Ducey signed a bill repealing a ban on educators promoting a, quote, homosexual lifestyle. LGBTQ legislators and advocates celebrated at the Capitol. And KJZZ's Mariana Dale was there, and she is here now in studio. Good morning.
Morning, Lauren.
So this has been quite a week.
No kidding. So we started off with the attorney general saying he wouldn't intervene in the lawsuit. And then we have this 24-hour window between Wednesday and Thursday, starting off with Republican Representative T.J. Shope bringing an amendment that would completely repeal this law. The House passed it. Then yesterday, the Senate passed it. And literally within minutes, Governor Ducey had tweeted that he had signed it.
Quite a turnaround. Okay. Was there any resistance to this effort?
Altogether, there were 15 lawmakers that didn't vote for the repeal. One of them was Senator Sylvia Allen. She had blocked Senator Martine Quezada's effort to repeal the law for years, like the last 4 years, actually. She explained her vote and her philosophy about education on the floor, arguing that schools were meant to be neutral and that she thought they were less so now.
Every single year, because society is having problems, then we've got to bring it into the school to figure out how to solve those problems with our children.
She said children might not be ready to handle the complicated topics like the ones at the center of this repeal.
So this lawsuit seems like it was a catalyst for changing the law. So, Mariana, you spoke with one of the plaintiffs, I understand?
Yes. Carol Brochine lives in Tucson. She has two children. One of them, Santi, is a plaintiff with her in the suit. She's identified there as SC, but we're using their name at their request.
We have heard a lot of comments that LGBTQ kids are not normal, our family is not normal.
Santi identifies as queer and uses the they-them pronouns, and they've been bullied at school because of their identity. Brochine said that they cried together watching LGBTQ legislators in the House celebrate the repeal. Now they're relieved and excited for what the future could bring.
Hopefully this is the beginning of a long journey to making schools in Arizona more inclusive for all of our kids.
So, Mariana, how might this repeal do this? It'll make the curriculum more inclusive?
I talked to Superintendent Kathy Hoffman about that. She was a defendant in the suit. She has supported the law's repeal since earlier this year. And she reminded me that it's ultimately districts that are choosing their curriculum.
I hope that school districts will look at all of their policies and laws around how to make their schools more inclusive.
I know there's a handful of districts in Arizona who are already in the middle of revamping their sex ed curriculum. Without this law in place, they should have more flexibility in what they're able to teach.
Okay. So does this mean the lawsuit is effectively over?
Effectively, yes. I talked to one of the attorneys at the National Center for Lesbian Rights yesterday, and she said there's really no reason for it to continue since the goal was to get rid of this LGBTQ curriculum law, and that's been accomplished now.
All right. That's KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Thanks for following this.
You're welcome.